You are listening to Get Real Podcast.
Dan, we have a privilege this afternoon.
Yes, we do.
We've got three young ladies that are part of a band, Gold, Frankincense, and Myrrh.
Yeah.
Which one is frankincense?
is one of you frankincense or gold or myrrh or you just...
No, that's just the name.
Oh, okay. Just the name. Just so that I have this right. We got CJ. CJ, which one are you? Hey there. We've got Lulu.
Yeah.
All right. And Maggie.
Me, yeah.
All right. Okay. I hope we don't scare you. We are just two like ugly guys.
We have the face for radio.
Okay.
That's good.
They have their own unique genre of metal. I have to tell you, I watched their video and listened to their song on the inside, and my face got melted off. I could not believe the level of talent that these young ladies
they
have.
They rock.
They totally rock.
That's not even the biggest one.
And they have a genre called beautycore. Can you guys tell us what beautycore is?
Yeah, so beautycore kind of started as a joke between all of us because we were always asked like what genre we were, and we didn't really have a place to fit in like the genre category. So we just kind of made our own place and just kind of tried to like pave our own way, make our own place in the world of music. And so it kind of caught on, and now a bunch of women-led bands or like all-female bands, they're starting to hashtag it. They're jumping on saying, yeah, I'm beautycore too. And so it's just kind of this all-girl movement in the metal industry and in the music industry all in all.
You've just inspired Dan and I.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
As a joke, we are going to start our own genre of metal. It's coming. Get this. You guys tell me if you think this is going to sell. Dad bod core.
We're gonna rock. We're gonna bring it.
Yeah, if you want us to open up for you guys at all, Dan and Glenn, Dad Bod Core, and I think our friend Stacy from Rev Resistance podcast.
Yeah,
he'd be in on that as well. And what's interesting is as I was researching you guys, I found that beautycore is now in the Urban Dictionary, and you are the definition of beautycore.
That is cool.
That's the craziest thing to us.
It's just the funniest thing out of all of it.
Yeah, we just create our own genre. It's no big deal. Just in our part time.
Nothing big.
No, that's awesome. You guys rock. And I love the visuals. When I was checking out the video, the apex to me of superficiality would be kind of cheerleader. I mean, maybe it's not deserved. Maybe one of y'all was a great cheerleader, okay? But in general, people don't think, whoa, that's real. That's intense. That rocks. I love seeing it. There's something about it that kind of takes me back to an old Nirvana video a little bit.
Teen Spirit.
And seeing that. And when I see y'all absolutely smashing it on stage with the cheerleader outfit, I was like, that is so unique. It's awesome. The contrast is just, it's killer. So I like the unique take that y'all are doing on some things. I got some questions.
Glenn, go for it,
Can I
Dan.
Go for it?
Here we go.
Glenn's the linear one. I'm the one with horrible ADD.
Really
so
bad
bear
ADD.
With me. So I love to ask different artists that Glenn and I talk to, and we'd like to find out why you do what you do. But I want the first one, which one of y'all are the middle child? Who's the middle child?
Okay.
You're seated in order. That's good. What is it about metal and what is it about what y'all do? Why do you do it?
When we first started, it was definitely because our parents liked it and we're like, okay, this is cool to listen to it. They were more into like glam metal and like the 80s and stuff. But when we started like growing up a little bit more, we like got involved more with like the heavy metal scene and we started liking our own interests, and it just kind of became this place where we could like express ourselves and just get rid of like negative emotions, and became like this release, but in a way, like a positive way. Like it wasn't like a violent thing to do, or it wasn't
rebellious or something like that.
Yeah, it was like listening to music and or
we
referred
to like going on a roller coaster. Like that's kind of scary to some people, but it's fun to others.
Yeah. So it's just like
that's
kind of
a good analogy.
Yeah.
Good way to like release like aggression kind of. And then like with writing our own music now, it's just like a way to express ourselves and like help others. Yeah. Definitely. And like some people do journaling, but like we kind of always like felt weird about journaling and stuff.
So at some point, writing lyrics is like journaling. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, I just thought of something really cool.
but it kind of rhymes. So I'm going to write it down as a song.
But
so
everyone like, gets to read it.
Yeah. Way of like expressing yourself without like being weird in the journaling way.
That brings up another question that I like to ask. And it's, do you feel like lyrics and ideas for music are somewhat discovered or contrived? Do you feel like the muse, and we use that in quotes a lot of times for kind of like the inspiration of God, okay? Do you feel like you're uncovering something that was already there? You write this song, you're like, whoa, this is, it's almost like it was meant to exist. Do you feel that in songwriting? And do you think it's discovered or you make it or both?
I feel like it could be both almost because, you know, you get inspiration from us, our daily lives, and then our fans, we get a lot of inspiration. So that is kind of like you discovered it almost. But then, you know, sometimes you sit down and you think like, I want to write how I feel right now. And I feel like that's original, like what you're feeling, you're putting it a feeling on a piece of paper so that you can show someone that emotion. Yeah. And I feel like that's more of original, like you created it.
Yeah, that's more of like the direction we go with our lyrics. But there's definitely been multiple times when we've just like sat down and like had nothing and just been like asking God, like, hey, I don't know what to write. I know we have like album due. We need some lyrics. Like, I don't just work through me. Like, let me be a messenger and give me like your words to say to impact people. So I definitely feel like that also is definitely like a big part of writing lyrics.
Okay. You kind of call that a fax. Oh God, can you send me a fax?
Send me a fax, please.
You know, and you get it. No, that's really, really cool. And where did, as far as, did this start out being piano lessons? I mean, where did y'all's musical skills, because y'all have a lot of skill. Did you start out going like, I want to be a metal drummer at like the age of three? You know, how did this begin?
We all started in like piano.
Yeah.
Well, except Lou.
Yeah.
Actually, Lou was like Lou's the second game. Part you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, she was like 4 years old. I was like, no, I'm playing drums. I'm not doing piano.
Okay.
On both spots. Like me and Maggie, we both started on piano. And then growing up, we kind of went to our own instrument that we wanted, and Lou was like, no, I want to play drums at 4 and a half. So
that is awesome. And as far as the reception that y'all have gotten, it's very unique, okay, for young ladies to do heavy metal that also are young women of faith and that take it really seriously. That's almost like really hardcore. That used to be kind of mellow in the 80s. Oh, that's a Christian, or Christians who perform heavy metal or rock. It was kind of this interesting thing. Now it's almost like kind of punk rock to take a stand for Christ. It's very, it's rebellious against the mainstream. I guess it's always been. But as far as the reception, I know that what Glenn and I have run into is that there is a very loving community embedded in heavy metal across genres, and even people that don't profess faith in Christ, they're really sweet people. And the fans, you would think on the outside, you'd think, oh, there's people dressed in black, are they going to be scary and mean? And they're the coolest fans I think I've ever met. What do y'all feel that same thing? Do you sense that community?
Yeah, that's 100%. Definitely like 100% of our fans. Like, we have fans who are in the Christian music like fan base, but we also have a lot of fans that are in like the general market, and they don't like profess a faith. And a lot of them are like, they totally disagree with what we say on stage, but they come up to us and they're
supportive.
Yeah, they're very supportive, and they're just like, they express the respect that they have for us, that we're open about our beliefs on stage and that we're not trying to like hide it or like be somebody else. And that's like the main comment that we've gotten, like, just thank you for being yourselves. And then, like, they're super loving towards us, like, no matter what, like, the differences and beliefs that we have.
Well, I know that it seems that there's a lot of very authentic artists that do metal. Because in the United States, maybe in Sweden, maybe in another country, maybe in Germany, you could have more of a streamlined success by picking metal. In the United States, if you wanted to just be successful or be popular, you would go to some sort of pop something, right?
Something. Like that,
okay, I'm going to be nice. You could go, you're very, to something. And I see that authenticity. I see that through y'all's music. I've really enjoyed it. As far as the Christian part of that, we ask this to pretty much every artist, you know, that we have on. Have y'all run into disagreements as far as church people misunderstanding or they don't get it?
Yeah, we get, I would say, like, associated with that, necessarily like totally disagreeing, but some people want like Jesus or God like stand front in our lyrics, and we necessarily don't believe it has to be in the lyrics. Mm-hmm. We just believe that we're us who we are on and off stage, and we promote our message and what we believe and share our story more off stage than on stage. Yeah. And it's just a difference of what you wanted. Like, some people like it in their lyrics and on stage. Some people, like us, we prefer talking personally.
And also, like, works for different bands, because there's plenty of bands out there who are, like, making it and being a messenger and has God or Jesus in their lyrics. And, you know, we just decided as a band that we do want to say stuff on stage, but like Sita said, we would more so want a one-on-one with our fans off stage and actually get to talk to them and help them, you know, if they want to talk about something, be there to listen to them.
Because there's a difference between, like, preaching something from stage and then actually, like, going deeper and diving deeper, like, off stage, which, like, definitely, like, all of it works and helps to advance God's kingdom.
This is just what we do.
That's awesome. And the thing I love about it, Glenn, you know, if you make it into a law, if you guys said, no, we have to be overt with Jesus, Jesus, every 5 seconds, it loses authenticity. You can be real for Christ. You can love the people around you. You can do this. And when God lays on your heart to specify or to witness the gospel to somebody or to do whatever, an act of kindness, that's beautiful. It's led by the Lord. When you make it a law and you become a bot, and you're doing what people expect, you're doing what your own legalism and your own conscience, that's what I would do. You're getting away from something that would, you know, flow out of you naturally.
You are. And one of the things that Jesus wants us to be is to be ourselves.
Absolutely.
He wants us to be real. And that's really where the power comes from in sharing. Preaching, and that's one of the definitions of preaching. As a matter of fact, I heard it at church today, is the authenticity of being yourself, living the message.
There
That's the power in preaching with what you guys are doing. And the other thing that I see you guys doing and why we wanted to interview is I really see you guys bridging a gap, two gaps. The first of all is you have those that have heard preaching and have been disenfranchised by preaching that is not God's grace. It's legalism. It's different things.
Hypocritical.
Hypocritical preaching is basically what it comes down to, and they've been burned by it. And they would not listen to a preacher, but they may listen to your music, which might bring them back to God. And the other thing too is that Dan and I, we were joking about it when we were talking about, you know, dad bod core. Man, I really think that's gonna take off.
Yeah, we got I do too. Sky's the limit.
We're gonna be so rich. It's gonna be funny. You're bridging a gap with the youth. If Dan and I tried to get up and do what you were doing, the younger crowd, I don't think
that visual was so bad.
I don't think it would work. I really don't.
No, I know that it wouldn't work.
and really, I'd like to encourage you guys, with what Paul said to Timothy, don't let people despise you in your youth because you're being used. And in the book of Acts and also in the book of, in Joel chapter 2, God says he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh and that the daughters and the young people will prophesy. And God has a place for that and to use that. And one of the things I wanted to do was to bring you guys on so that people can see that God is using a younger generation, a new breed. And that's something that you guys have even talked about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, one of the things too that I want to encourage you in, because I see it very clearly, when we look at different metal bands, and not just metal bands, but all sorts of what we would consider to be the prophetic arts, like people that are, let's say it's a lost person that doesn't know Christ, and we want them to know Christ.
We do.
But we run into so many cases where we hear the voice of the Lord coming through people that don't even, they may profess atheism, and God speaks to them because they're being authentic. We talk about Devin Townsend. We're big Devin Townsend fans. I am. I love Devin Townsend. Mm-hmm. And when I listen to his music, I feel so moved. I have no idea where he is, but when he plays, it's so authentic. It's so curious. It's so artistic. I believe God will work through people. And it's so it's not even almost a question of there is secular, obviously. There is Christian. But when we get into all these semantics, those people, it's hard to express yourself. It's hard to glean the muse without running into God because he made all of it. And whether you're running away from him and don't want anything to do with him, we're not trying to get preachy, but it's fantastic when God is sovereign and he speaks. So I'm so encouraged to hear from y'all personally of how authentic you're being with your art.
There's a song that you guys have, Chatter in the room. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I was reading the lyrics to that yesterday, and that it really affected me. Can you talk about that song a little bit more?
Yeah, so Chatter is, well, we get some of our inspiration from our fans, and a lot of times people come to us and say, like, things like people say, like, they're not good enough, or what should I do if, like, I can't do it. So we wrote the song that when people say, like, you're not good enough, you're not cool, or you can't fit in, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough. And it's all that white noise that gets clouded in your mind. And we are just a message of, like, Jesus Christ can help you through that and can wash that all away, because it doesn't mean anything. All those words and all that, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, just lies.
Yeah, it's all lies.
That's really important, because a lot of people that consider themselves to be spiritual don't think those are real issues that people deal with. They say, well, if you're so spiritual, you know, if you're spiritual like me, you wouldn't have those issues of feeling like fitting in. But those are real things, real issues that people deal with, and things that the Lord really wants to bring healing to.
He cares about those
things. He cares about those things. Yeah.
And we're so weak, you know, in the way we are. Anybody, you're acting all strong, you're acting all positive all the time. Everybody has those times, you know, where they have to deal with it. Another question. As far as the future, what are y'all excited about doing? Where's the band going? Y'all are so young and so capable. The sky's the limit. Maybe dad bod core is not happening.
We'll travel with you. Opening act.
For you guys, it's exciting. The future, you've got things going. How do you measure success? What are you excited about doing over the next few years?
We definitely have, like, a lot of festivals, yeah. A lot of new music, a lot of new merch.
And that's just in, like, this year coming up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We don't really know what the definition of success is right now, and we don't really want to put, like, too much emphasis on it and, like, make a certain point. Like, this is when we hit this point, that when, like, we're successful then. Because if you haven't reached your goal, then you're going to get burnt out. And then, like, once you finally reach that goal, there's been so much, like, expectation come, like, around it, that if it's not exactly everything that you hoped and dreamed it would be, then there's a lot of crushing weight of that. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to put, like, so much emphasis on this is what's going to happen if we're successful. But we definitely want to tour a lot more and want to meet, like, as many fans as possible. We've been to Germany, and that's, like, the only international show that we've done, but we definitely want to, like, broaden all of our, like, we want to do way more international shows. We want to, like, get as far as possible, like, with, like, as far as touring goes. Definitely want to, like, keep progressing in music and just, like, be able to impact as many people as possible, because that's why we're, like, doing music.
And like we always say, we don't do this for the success. I mean, we could literally care less if you know who our names or how old we are or... We care that if you know who Jesus Christ is, and that's what our message, and that's why we're thankful. We believe that God gives us these opportunities in every show we play, so we're not necessarily like, are you going to buy my merch? It's, do you know Jesus? Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Keeping the main thing is what they're doing.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've noticed in researching you guys is you've opened up for some pretty big names like Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Demon Hunter. And what's it like opening up for bands like that? What kind of reception do you get, especially like at a Disturbed concert?
It's a little nerve-wracking just because we grew up listening to all those bands. And so it's like, oh my word, we're playing with them? What? And like, just like the amount of people that are at the shows, it's like, oh my word, this many people are watching us. I can't mess up. What if I say something wrong? Oh my word. But like then you start playing and it's just, everyone has always like just had such good reception towards us, like no matter what crowd it is. And just being able to see all the people like really get into the music and like be moved by the words we're saying, by the songs that we're playing, is really, really cool. And
a lot of the bands are really nice too.
Yeah, like, that's some exactly of the what it is.
Bigger
yeah.
bands. I mean, you've obviously got some of the bands that, you know, they stay in their bus and don't talk. But the bands that do come out and talk to us and they're like, you guys are great. We watch your show. We're like, oh my word, like, thank you.
It's like, oh my goodness, these big bands have watched us play. Yeah.
That's great.
And that's exciting for me because these bands that don't necessarily profess Christ, such as Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin, that they're sitting and they're there watching your show, they're getting the message. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And one of the things that God has called us to do is we pray for them.
Yeah.
That they would be saved. And it's our hope that you're being used as vessels to help convey that message really is exciting to me.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Outside of heavy metal or harder music, What do y'all listen to? What do you like?
All kinds of stuff. We like the pop punk. I'm definitely an 80s fan.
Yeah, Sina's so
I love the 80s.
Lord. Every time we walk into her room, we're like, what is going on?
I love the 80s and 70s.
Yeah.
You like kind of like the heavier stuff. So yeah, even heavier than metal. Like you listen to like some the heavy stuff.
Middle child.
like metal, and then I've gotten into some like rock again because, you know, you gotta switch up a little bit so that you're not always, you know, you don't want to write the same stuff that you've heard, so you try to switch it up. Maybe a little bit of EDM here and there. There's a little bit of like pop music that I will listen to. Like I can like say it's my guilty pleasure, but you know, I don't want to say it too much because I'll get judged hardcore.
Hey, that's okay. I'm always curious because we listen to an amazingly wide spectrum, and I love going on YouTube, listen to Tiny Desk performances or KEXP with a lot of different music and just some great bands out there.
And you probably see the record rack behind us. I've got everything from ABBA and Paula Abdul in there to Epica, Within Temptation, Camelot, Disturbed.
Oh,
I'm a mess.
Yeah, the whole Paula Abdul thing. I just can't get on board. No, that's good stuff.
Totally 80s.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure talking with you guys. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your band, about what you're doing in the future? Where can people see you, get merchandise, get your music?
Well, we're definitely coming back. We're going to start playing shows again because CJ has been cleared by the doctors. So
yeah, my comeback show is next week.
Yeah, we're definitely going to start playing a lot of more shows.
Yeah.
So our website, thegfmband.com, has all the dates listed. It's got all the links to like our merch and our social media.
You can definitely make sure you go and check the merch often because it'll be updated very soon.
Yeah, stuff. Make sure you follow us at thegfmband on all our social media sites because we're going to be announcing a lot of stuff, a lot of release dates very soon. And yeah, it's just really exciting because a lot of stuff is going to be released.
That's excellent. Glenn, I'm going to order you an extra, extra, extra large cheerleader outfit. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. So be rocking the dad
hey, bod. Y'all completely rock. It's wonderful talking to you. You radiate the love of Christ, and it's been a pleasure. So thank you for being on the Get Real podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you. So our listeners can get a taste of how good these girls sound and how talented they are. Here is their song that just sold me on them. It's called On the Inside.
What's on the inside?
metalcore and maybe even beautycore. But have you heard of dad bod core?